like is to give consideration to that. Have you heard that expression? All roads lead to Rome. There's an expression that is used that says all roads, they lead to Rome. So my question is, do all roads lead to Rome? In ancient times, the Roman Empire was, it was massive. And it was large, it extended all over that really the known world at that time to the, at least the European known world. And there was a vast network of roads. And there were many major roads that connected major cities that were connected to Rome. So if you were anywhere, you said, well, where's the road that leads to Rome? We'll follow this one to this city and this one there. And that's where the expression came, all roads lead to Rome, because Rome was the capital of the empire. It was the major city. And so there were, metaphorically then, this term, all roads lead to Rome. Metaphorically, it means there's different paths to the same destination. It means that there are different ways of reaching the same goal. There are different methods of doing something that will lead to the same result. So, for example, if I were to ask you, how do I get to Kansas City? I might ask the Yoders how to get to Kansas City, and they might give me one way. I might ask the Sorrels, and they might give me a different way. And the reason is because there are different ways. If I were to ask the Cooks, they probably would give me even a different way. In other words, there are different ways you can get to Kansas City from here. You might take 44 West to 49 North. Or someone might say, well, take 65 North to 50 West. Or just stay, after you get on 65 North, go ahead and take that up to I-70. Someone else might say, well, just follow I-44 West and go all the way to 69 North. You know what? All of those ways are going to get you to Kansas City. So there is more than one way to get there. Do all roads lead to Rome? There are many different ways sometimes to solve a task. In geometry, I don't know how many of y'all remember geometry or took geometry. It's a math that's kind of a horse of a different color. Geometry is something that there's a lot of proofs. And so you take the theorems and the postulates and you prove something. The sad thing about people that don't know a lot about math, and maybe especially if you don't have a knowledgeable teacher, and you're reliant upon the grade book, the grade book is not always the only right way. I remember at the Path of Life, I remember when they were in school and I went over 2 days a week to help teach math. And there were times in geometry someone said, well, here, the grade book said this is wrong. And I look at it and said, no, it's actually right. Because in geometry, when you prove something, there can be more than one correct way to prove something, as long as it's logical and it's correct. So there can be more than one way to do it. It's like statistics. I had one of my professors one time, she was working for a company, and finally she went to the boss and said, tell me what number you want. Just tell me what result you want, and we can mathematically give you the number you want. Because with statistics, it's about how you define your sets. I remember more than one time on my grade going up to the professor saying, but look at this. And what they had marked wrong, I ended up getting right. Because it's the way that I did it. And with statistics, there's a lot of leeway. That's why you have to be careful about the statistics you read. You have to look at your parameters. The point being is that in some things, there is more than one right way to do something. So, all roads lead to Rome. So I ask the question, do they really? Well, what about serving God? Is that a fair question to ask this morning? Is there more than, do all roads lead to heaven? That's really where it's going. The title started out of the message, A Singular Path. And instead of writing A Singular Path on the board, I wrote, Do All Roads Lead to Rome? But the question is, have you talked to people and they said, well, everybody's just going to heaven. Have you heard people say that? We're all trying to go to the same place. Today, we are in these four walls. If you go down the road just a short distance, there's another group of people that are teaching some very different things. And if you go on just a little bit further, there's another really large church down the road, and they're teaching some other different things than we are. And so I think it's fair for us to ask ourselves, do all roads lead to Rome? Is it enough to say that everybody's headed to heaven? All roads, and we're just getting there a different route. Because, see, if you wanted, you could go to Kansas City, and there are some really roundabout ways you could get there that I didn't even mention. So are there some roundabout ways for us to get to heaven? Are there different paths that lead there? You have your ideas, and I have mine, and let's just be sincere about what we're doing. We'll all end up in heaven. Is that correct? I'll tell you, I was in Kenya one time, and I got turned around, and I was really sincere about getting to my destination, but trust me, I didn't end up there. And I was sincere all the time. I mean, I meant to get there, but I didn't. I ended up, and that's a whole nother story, I ended up somewhere, and I don't even know how I got there. I got lost. So, what about making it to heaven? So, over in the book of John, if you will turn with me to John in the 14th chapter, John chapter 14, beginning with verse 4. Jesus said, "Whither I go, you know, and the way you know." Jesus is saying, the way you know the way. And Thomas said, "Lord," wait, hold on a minute. "You said you know the way." Thomas, I thank the Lord for Thomas's question, really. Thomas was like, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest. And how can we know the way? I've never been there before." Have any of y'all ever been to heaven? I haven't. So, Lord, how are we supposed to know what road leads to heaven? Maybe there's multiple ways. Maybe it is indeed true this morning that you can just join whatever religion you want. And if you're sincere about it, we'll all make it to heaven. Jesus said this. He said, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." The answer is, Lord, how can we know the way? Do all roads lead to Rome? And the answer this morning is no, they don't. Do all roads lead to heaven? No, all roads do not lead to heaven. Do all religions lead to heaven? No. Do all Christian organizations lead to heaven? The answer is no. Jesus said, "I am the way." Folks, we cannot get to heaven except by way of Jesus Christ. You can go join any church or organization that you want, and you will not go to heaven because you joined a membership of something here on earth. People say, "Well, I want to join the membership. I want to be a member of this church and a member of that." You know, that's what's different about the Church of God this morning. We don't have a membership book here on earth. The membership book of the Church of God is those that are, their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life up in heaven. If you have passed through the blood of Jesus Christ, you are part of the Church of God because you've entered by way of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "I am the way." Only Jesus. And some say, well, that's kind of narrow-minded thinking. That's kind of narrow-minded. You know, because there are so many other religions and philosophies and ideas of how to make it to heaven. But Jesus said, if you believe this, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me." It means that there is no ministry, there is no preacher, there is no chapel, there is no a church that has a good history and a good background that you can be part of that will lead you to heaven. Jesus is the way this morning. He is the only way that's going to lead to heaven. So do all paths lead to heaven? Have you ever seen those bumper stickers? And it's a, I didn't look it up just to refresh my memory, but there's a picture of a star, of David's star. There's a picture of some pagan symbols. And what it means, it's a picture of all different religions, and it's coexist. Just coexist. We're all intentionally wanting to be good people and get to the same place. So let's just coexist. You believe what you want. I'll believe what I want. Don't talk about my way. Don't tell me I'm on the wrong road. You see, I could say, well, I'm sincere and I'm going to Kansas City, and I can get on the interstate. I could get on 44, and I could be going the wrong direction. I could be headed to St. Louis. You say, what, Michael, where are you going? I'm going to Kansas City. No, you're not. You're actually headed to St. Louis. Don't talk to me about what I'm doing. You're judging me. You're judging me. Don't judge me. Have you heard that? Don't judge me. But you're on the wrong road. You're going to St. Louis. No, don't judge me, because I'm going to Kansas City, and that's my heart. You're going to end up in St. Louis. And people say, don't judge me. You're narrow-minded. You know what? If you're headed to St. Louis, you won't end up in Kansas City. You can call me narrow-minded if you want to. You can tell me I am not enlightened. But if you're headed to St. Louis, you won't end up in Kansas City. You all agree with that? Is this too far afield this morning? You know, we could preach it, just try to preach. I want to relate with you. I want you to think about this morning. I want us to think about our lives this morning. Where are we headed? What road are we on? And you say, I'm doing it my way. I remember picking up a man on the street one time, and he was in Oklahoma City. He was living on the street, and we picked him up and took him over and got him something to eat. And when people find out that you love the Lord, everybody is so religious. It's amazing how people can talk especially when they're wanting help. They can talk about God. Yes, I love the Lord, people can talk the talk. But you know what? Talking the talk's not going to get us to heaven. He said, God and I, we have our own thing going. In other words, God and I, I've got a connection with God. I've got connections, and we've got our own little thing going here. In other words, don't try to tell me how to live my life. You know, sometimes people think that about the preacher too. Don't tell me how to live my life. Well, I've got my own thing going. Do you know my opinions about how you're living your life are not going to get you to heaven? But I want to say Jesus is the way this morning. And anything that I preach to you, you measure it by the Word of God. Measure by the Word of God. And if it's from the Word of God, whether I say it or whether someone you've never met says it, if it's from the Word, that's the way to make it to heaven. And do not excuse yourself by saying, well, God and I have an understanding. There's a pastor where we used to pastor in Shawnee. There's another pastor of a very similar church from the same history. And he said, and he was in a situation that he said that the Bible teaches against. He said, well, the Lord told me I could. It's like the Lord gave him a pass. The Lord told me this was okay for me to do this. Does the Lord making exceptions for us? Well, I'm headed to Kansas City, and all the way I'm driving to St. Louis. It's like, well, the Lord gave me a pass. He said, I'm going to end up in Kansas City. No, you're not. You're going to end up in St. Louis. The Lord's not giving us a pass this morning. He loves all of us, but in His holiness and in His purity, there is one way to make it to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. It's not through preaching, it's not through shaking the preacher's hand, and it's not becoming a member of a church, so to speak. It's by way of Jesus Christ. And so He's not going to give us allowances and make excuses for us. He is long-suffering. And I'm so thankful for that. The Lord allows U-turns this morning. He allows changes, and I thank God for that. But the Lord is not making excuses in our life. So we all have the right this morning to believe and practice what we want. We live in a society that is promoting tolerance, right? They're promoting tolerance. But you know what I find that society in general, even in politics, it's tolerance of sinful behavior. I don't hear in the news, and I don't see the politicians and in the education system, people promoting, saying, be tolerant of these people that believe in holiness. Be tolerant of them. Understand that they believe in God. Be tolerant of them. People are, in our world today, in our society, they are more tolerant of extreme things than they are people that love God and want to live a life of holiness. There are this morning irreconcilable differences between Christianity and other religions. There is only one way to make it to heaven. There is one God, is there not? There is one God. And unlike the Hindus that believe in polytheism, multiple gods, we're all gods. There's a God here and there's a God there and there's a God within us. You know, this is one of the reasons to be very careful about the New Age movement, because they're seeking the God within themselves. That's paganism. That's paganism. And it's tied with a lot of the meditations and things. Be very careful about those things, because they're looking within for the inner power. I'm looking for the power from God, not from a God within myself. There's only one way, and that is through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So what about Islam? Islam says that Jesus Christ was a prophet, but they say he was not the Son of God. Do you realize that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life? So if I am a good Christian or a good Hindu or a good good Muslim, are we all going to end up in heaven? No. Jesus is the only way to go to heaven. Well, we cannot earn our way into heaven. There are people that have a lot of theology. We cannot earn our way into heaven this morning. We cannot be reincarnated enough, for those that believe that, to purify our spirit. We can't be good enough. We can't give enough. Now listen, folks, we cannot give enough. We can't be kind enough. We can't be sacrificial enough to earn our way into heaven. Well, if I just get, maybe I could pray more. You cannot pray your way into heaven. You say, wait, hold on a minute. You cannot pray your way into heaven because you pray longer. What are you praying to? What are you praying for? Jesus is the way. So our prayer should be, Lord, help me to be like you and follow your path and live like you want me to live. Christianity is not just a philosophy among other philosophies. Jesus Christ worked miracles. He raised the dead. He fulfilled prophecy after prophecy. People get tied into, well, oh, you believe the Bible. No, actually, I believe all these different books. These were individual books written hundreds of years apart. Prophecies that were miraculously fulfilled and documented historically. In archaeology, historically, they were proven that many of these things happened. Give me another religion with those credentials. Give me another religion with those credentials and let's talk. See, Christianity rises above and supersedes these other philosophies and ideas of men. So our desire then should be to follow the facts, shouldn't it? Let's follow the facts. Is it your way? Is it my way? No. Jesus is the way. Do all roads lead to heaven? Do all roads lead to Rome? Acts 4 verse 12 said, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Salvation is only through Jesus Christ this morning. It's only through Jesus Christ. It's only become as we accept him, confess him as our Lord, repent of our sin, and turn away from our sin. That is the road that leads to heaven. That is the road. Whosoever nameth the name of Christ, let him do what? Depart from iniquity. So what is the way that leads to heaven? This is one of those ways. If you name the name of Christ, let him depart from iniquity. So what about all the different groups today that are operating under the umbrella of Christianity? So we say, okay, all these other ones are wrong for obvious reasons we've just briefly touched on. So now then, what about under the, so Buddhist and Islam and Hindus, that's not the path that leads to heaven. Would we agree with that? And there can be a lot more study done on those things. But what about the umbrella of Christianity? Because we all have different traditions, different standards, different practices of life, do we not? And there is a place for that. And we need to be big enough and mature enough to know that there are going to be some minor differences in some practices and customs and traditions. But we will not get to heaven because of our customs. We will not get to heaven because of our traditions, as good as they might be. We're not going to get to heaven because of our standards. We are going to get to heaven when we have repented of our sin through the blood of Jesus Christ and become a new creature. That's the road that leads to heaven. So then, what about Christians? What about all these other groups? And we could name some out. So we could be all roads lead to heaven, all roads lead to Rome. So you can be a Jehovah's Witness, you can be a Mormon, you can be a Catholic, Presbyterian, Baptist, Mennonite, Pentecostal, and the list goes on and on and on. Do all roads lead to Rome? Will all those roads lead to heaven? Is that not a fair question? What's it going to take for us to get to heaven? What's it going to take for us to please God? Well, Jesus said over in Matthew 7, "Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth to life, and few there be that find it." Does that sound like Jesus was saying all roads lead to heaven? I don't read it that way. He said there is a narrow way. There's a narrow way. There's a straight way that leads to life. And there is a broad way that many people are going that way. So now, under the umbrella of Christianity, I want us to understand this morning that there is a singular path that leads to heaven. And that singular path is not just by naming the name of Christ. You remember down further in Matthew chapter 7, in the judgment scene, in verse 21, Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father." So what is the road that really leads to heaven? He that doeth the will of the Father. Okay? But he didn't stop there. Jesus went on to say, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works." Doesn't that sound good? Hey, if you go down the church down the road, they're casting out devils today. You want a healing? There's a big healing service, and people saying, "Oh, there's healings." Do you know the Lord does those things, but the devils also work miracles? These people said, "Lord, didn't we do this in your name under the umbrella of professing Christ?" And Jesus said, "I will profess, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of what? Iniquity." In other words, you can go to service on Sunday and you can do things that appear to be miraculous. But when you go home and you're living in sin and you're telling lies and you're committing adultery and you're giving in to the passions of the flesh and passions of anger and passions of all the things of this world, and yet on Sunday you say, "Whoa, we are doing many mighty works. Come to our church service. You will see the anointing and power of God. I would rather see how you're living on Monday. I would rather see how you're living when you're under pressure and people aren't treating you right. I would rather see you when you're on vacation and no one is watching what you're doing. I'd rather see." There's where we can see if someone's on the road to heaven, because it's not going to be enough to work miracles this morning. There's only one way. There's a singular path this morning. And I will just say this. This is a whole nother subject for Bible study. There are those that do not, those without the law will be judged without the law, okay? Those that do not have knowledge of Jesus Christ today will be judged differently. But that's not a different path, because if we use that argument to start excusing our lifestyle, that means we had enough knowledge to make some choices. So if you even have enough knowledge and understanding to get into a debate about making it to heaven without doing certain things, it means you've got enough knowledge to have heard the voice of the Spirit of God on some of those things. Okay, so what are we going to be this morning? People are choosing churches today like they do ice cream. Did you notice that? People are choosing churches like the flavor of ice cream. Whatever suits me for the day. I mean, some days, you know, I want pistachio. That's been one of my favorites. Pistachio ice cream. No sugar added. Makes you feel a little better about it. I'm not sure it is much better, but okay, so and then today some say, well, I think chocolate sounds better. Is that the way it's going to be to get to heaven? Just whatever suits us for the moment? Is there a standard of truth this morning that we must live and follow to make it to heaven? There is the doctrine of Christ. In John 6, I want to just touch on a few things briefly. Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? It's when some walked away from Jesus, and he said, are you going to go away? And they said, Lord, where are we going to go? Well, I'll join them down the street. If they have truth, go down the street. If we have truth here, stay here. If we don't have truth here, leave. Well, Lord, where are we going to go? Where do you want us to go? Jesus looked at Peter and said, are you going to go too? And he said, Lord, he said, where are we going to go? He said, thou hast the words of eternal life. Thou hast the words of eternal life. Folks, we need to get beyond our own ways this morning. Okay? We need to grow up. We need to look beyond our own ways and our own ideas and recognize that there is a singular path that leads to heaven, and that path was laid down for us in the Word of God. And so everything that we teach and live, let's look at the map. Let's see what the map says. If I want to go to heaven, I need to see where the road is. And if I'm on the wrong road, I want to change roads. I don't want to end up in St. Louis if I'm going to Kansas City. But if I'm wrong, if I want to make it to heaven, so how will we know? Paul told Timothy, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. All Scripture is given. Churches and groups of people are compromising truth. They're taking away from the Word of God to make people feel better. Come worship with us and we won't teach against sin. We'll just pat you on the back and we can dance and have a good entertainment. We can have a good show. And you don't have to go to the disco, just go to the chapel and get it. We can have all of the lights and the musical entertainment, and we can bring people in and we can do it under the name of Jesus Christ. But is that the way to get to heaven? The Word of God, people are taking away from it. We're not going to teach against sin anymore because someone might be offended and they might leave. So if you see someone's a good giver, don't preach on anything that might touch their life, because and then what does that make us? We're being led by men. We're not going to end up in heaven. This is why Paul told Timothy, he said, preach the Word. Preach the Word of God. Folks, everything, whether it's me or anybody else, measure it by the Word of God. But not only is it taking away from the Word, it is just as dangerous to add to the Word of God and teach for doctrine tradition. Adding to it, like the scribes and the Pharisees, to make it to heaven. Do you know why churches and ministries begin to add to the Word of God to establish their power base? See, everybody's teaching their own thing, but here you've got to do this and this and this. And you're like, where is that in the Scripture? Well, but this is the way to get to heaven. You've got to be obedient, and it's a way of control and of power. It's just as wrong for any of us to add to the Word of God just like it is to take away from it. I want to be on the road that takes me to God. I want to get there this morning. So it's going to, what does the Bible say? When people say, well, my parents taught me this, and that's why we need to do it, that concerns me. Have you ever heard that among the saints? Well, my mom and dad did it this way, and I want to be faithful to contend for that faith. What faith are you contending for? What standard, the standard of your parents? What if your parents were wrong? I want to contend for the faith of my grandpa. Bless grandpa's heart. But what faith was he living? Maybe grandpa was wrong. How can we know? But well, I can't compromise. That's different than what grandpa said. Grandpa might have been wrong, folks. I'm thankful grandpa wasn't always wrong, but he was a man. I've got to get back and say, what does the Bible say? And when people say, why do you do that? Well, there was a reformation in the Church of God in the 1880s. There was. There was a worldwide movement of holiness where the Lord was blessing. But is that the faith I'm to contend for? Why not go back to the 1700s with the Wesleys? What about the 1500s with Martin Luther? What faith are we to contend for? The faith that we're taught to contend for is the faith that was in the Word of God, the Scripture that we have. That's the faith we're to contend for, and that means that I can see Grandpa's life and be blessed by it, but I want to go beyond Grandpa, and I want to go all the way to the Word of God, because this is the way that leads to life this morning. So how are you living? Is that fair? Why are you living like you're living? Well, because I was raised this way, not good enough. Not good enough. Well, Grandpa, not good enough. Bless Grandpa. Not good enough. Yes, but the saints have always taught this. Is that good enough? Am I alone here? Is that good enough? Well, the saints have always taught. I'll tell you, I was a young minister. I was counseling with someone that was in a situation, and I made a mistake, and I learned from it. I don't say, well, the saints of, I don't do that. But I said, they were questioning me on a doctrinal point, and I was explaining, you know, what the Bible and all this. And I said, you know, that the saints have stood for this. And he said, no, they haven't. I looked at him, was like, I was about 22 years old or 23, and huh? Well, I've got articles now in my library that told me that pioneer ministers didn't teach what's being taught on a few things today. You say, oh, but we're contending for the faith. What faith are you contending for? Because D.S. Warner or some man, what credence do I have to go to people of another country and say, well, brother so-and-so said this and did this. Who cares? I don't mean that disrespectfully, but if I came to you and began to talk to you about brother Ben, he was a fisherman in Nigeria that God revealed truth to. And I came to you all this morning. I said, Brother Ben from Tombia, I believe it was, in Nigeria, the Lord revealed this to him. So that's why you need to live this way. What would you, oh, Brother Ben said that. Well, of course, yes, amen. Is that how you would respond? I just want to preach where we live. Is that okay this morning? Would you respond and say, oh, well, Brother Ben Taylor said that. Absolutely. Thank the Lord for Brother Ben. I will do whatever he said. Would you do that? So how can we expect someone to do with that who we term a pioneer minister or a group of ministers from certain age? How's that supposed to work for us today? We learn. We're respectful of heritage. We follow people's example as they follow who? As they follow Christ. But where we see something deviate, or where we see that, you know what, the brethren, you know, 120 years ago or 140 years ago, there was a doctrinal point that when we start to look at the Word, it's like it was an error. It was an error, and so which way am I going to go? Well, the saints of all wait. It's not good enough, folks. We need to come back to the Word of God. This is the way. I don't want to add to it. And I don't want to take away from it. But I want to say, Lord, I want to know you. And I want to follow you in your way. So I know time is getting away. I want to touch I'm not going to turn and read scriptures. But this road, this singular road, it is a way of love. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart. So what is that? And second is likened to it. Love your neighbor as yourself. We can have good standards, and we can have a standard of modesty, and we don't imbibe in these things of the world. But if I can't get along with my brother, you tell me what road I'm on this morning. And yet, we can be all buttoned up and let down. But if we can't get along with each other, you tell me what road I'm on this morning. And we say, we are contending for the faith because I look modest and I call myself Church of God, and yet I've got a bad attitude. You tell me what road I'm on. Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. On those two hang all the law and the prophets. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. Doeth them. See, it's more than saying, Lord, Lord. This is a life of obedience now. So then I have to look at my life and say, what road am I on? I want to dispel the fact this morning that there's multiple ways that lead to heaven. There is one way that leads to heaven. It's a way through Jesus Christ. It's a way of love. Chiefly, it is a way of love. It is a way of obedience. It is a way of sinless living. Hereunto are ye called, because Christ suffered for us in the flesh, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps. Who did know what? Who did no sin. So all of these Christian groups and churches that say we sin more or less every day and we can't help it, are they on the road to heaven? They may be good people. It concerns me. Folks, we need to have some vision this morning. It concerns me when people says, but they're good people. And there's activities for the children. And there's more young people and there's more going on. Nothing is wrong with activities, but I want to tell you something. If there is an organization or a minister that is teaching you that you cannot live free from sin, they are denying the very power of Christ. And they're on the wrong road, folks. And you say, but they're good people and they're sincere. I'm thankful they're good people, but goodness does not get us to heaven. Sincerity does not get us to heaven. You understand this morning? Lord, help us to understand this. Lord, help us to grow up this morning. I want us to start maturing as individuals, our homes, as a congregation, and in the body of Christ. It is time that we do some growing up, folks. I'm speaking from my heart now. It is time that we start growing up in recognizing there is one way to make it to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. I don't want to add to it or take away. Sinless living, departing from iniquity, a life of consecration. Jesus said, if any man will follow me, let him do what? Deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. And someone said, I'll follow you, Lord. He said, wait, go sell everything you have. He was talking about his heart. If our heart, the only way that's going to lead to heaven is when we are sold out. Well, I want to go first bury my father. That was a process of dealing with the lands and the inheritance that took about a year. He wasn't just saying you couldn't say bye, Dad. That's not what he was talking about. He said, well, I'm going to go spend this time first and then I'll follow you. Jesus said, no, let the dead bury the dead. If you want to follow me, you need to come and follow me now. Folks, there in the Christian so-called world, in nominal Christianity, this has gotten watered down so much. You do it your way, I'll do it my way. If we are going to make it to heaven, we're going to have to come to a place that we have sold out and say, Lord, I'm going to put you first in my life. And all of these things that people, well, can I do this? And, well, I can wear this and still be saved. And, well, the church has said this and I can do that and not. You have the privilege to do what you want, but I just want to remind us there's one way that goes to heaven. In everything you do, do it to the glory of God. It's a way of humility. You realize it's the only way to make it to heaven is by humility? And I find it very interesting watching some that have gone away thinking that they are enlightened and still naming the name of Christ, and I watch their life, and very soon they depart from humility. You can argue the hot-button issues. But it's a heart issue. It's a heart issue. Where's my heart? Am I really wanting God to get glory, or am I wanting to lift myself up? Am I getting caught up in what I can do and in my goodness, in my righteousness? Or have I sold out? Or people that say, I love the Lord, and yet they're not putting God first in their life. Is that compatible? Now, this is may sound a little strong, but if I'm not putting the things of God first in my life because of my business, because of my family, because of my interests, because of my hobbies, is it a fair question to say, do I really love God most? Is that a fair question? And so then I have to say, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. The Lord's not there to cut us off. He's there to get us on the right road, because there's only one way. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, your whole being. So in closing this morning, Isaiah 30, verse 21, thine ear shall hear a word behind thee saying. What's that voice saying? This is the way. Walk ye in it. And there's another passage that talks about, and it says, turn not to the left or to the right. And there's another one that says, walk ye in it. This is the way, and ye shall find rest to your soul. This is a good way this morning. There is a singular way that leads to heaven, though, and it is a good way. It's a way of consecration. It's a way of self-denial. But there is this morning, with everything that our world is saying about we're all going to make it to heaven, and then even among Christians, that we're all good people, and you may do it the Baptist way or the Methodist way or the Pentecostal way or the Mormon way or the Jehovah Witness way or the church. Wait. There is one way that's going to lead us to heaven, and it's right here, through Jesus Christ. And I say, Lord, help us to stay in the Word, because I want to make it to heaven. So, do all roads lead to Rome? Amen.